Midwinter is a great time for a celebration. So happy Christmas to all our readers. Or should we say, season's greetings, or perhaps happy holidays. After all, midwinter is also the time for other celebrations. The Jewish festival of Hanukkah, the African-American celebrations of Kwanzaa, and the pagan winter solstice. And for many of those who do celebrate Christmas, it has become an entirely secular festival, centered on family, food, and gifts. Even the traditions of Santa and Christmas trees, which seem so Christmassy, aren't really. Santa Claus is a corruption of the name St. Nicholas. This 4th century bishop and his gift-giving tradition originally had nothing to do with Christmas, but were celebrated on St. Nicholas Day, December the 6th. The Christmas tree comes from the Germanic tradition of the Yule tree, 100% pure pagan in origin. But never mind. Whatever the inconsistent roots and reasons behind our celebrations, we do keep on celebrating year after year. So, here's some essential vocabulary to help you survive an English festive season.
Bah, humbug.
An irritable response made by people who are tired of Christmas celebrations. It was first said by the character Scrooge in Charles Dickens' novel A Christmas Carol.
Boxing Day.
December the 26th, a public holiday in the UK. Poor people used to receive a box of gifts or money from their masters on this day. Rich people used to go fox hunting. Now everybody goes to the Boxing Day sales.
Boxing Day sales.
Millions of people queue outside shops from 5 a.m. on December the 26th and then fight, sometimes literally, to grab cut-price products.
Christmas card list.
Kept by people aged over 60, this list includes the names of distant relatives and acquaintances who should receive a Christmas card. People are only taken off the Christmas card list when A. they die, B. they offend the list holder, C. the cost of postage goes up significantly.
Christmas Eve.
December the 24th. Children hang up a stocking ready for Father Christmas. They also leave him a glass of sherry, Guinness, whiskey, or alcohol-free beer. Parents should advise which.
Christmas pudding.
Extraordinarily heavy black dessert made of raisins and eaten for Christmas dinner. Pudding should be covered with brandy and set on fire before eating.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus, Father Christmas, traditionally laughs a lot. This is how you spell his laugh.
New Year's Eve.
December the 31st. Young people get drunk in town squares, embrace strangers at midnight, and then jump into fountains. Some older people stay at home watching TV until 10 past midnight. Others say, "Bah, humbug," and go to bed at 10:30 p.m.
New Year's Day.
January the 1st. May be missed entirely because of the hangover induced by New Year's Eve celebrations.
New Year's resolutions.
The promises you make to yourself at the start of a new year. For example, I will stop smoking. I will be more sympathetic to my sister-in-law. Most New Year's resolutions will be broken by the end of New Year's Day.
Sprouts.
Love them or hate them, these tiny cabbages are high in fibre and they're still the traditional vegetable for Christmas dinner.
Stocking.
A large sock that children hang up for Father Christmas to fill with presents. Although the traditional gifts from Father Christmas, a small orange, some nuts, a pencil, fitted easily into a sock, an Xbox does not. Christmas stockings have therefore become much larger over the years.
Tinsel.
Long, shiny decoration wrapped around Christmas trees. Shop workers may be forced to wear a piece in their hair to help customers feel Christmassy.
Turkey.
Tasteless white bird, traditionally eaten for Christmas dinner. Sometimes too big to fit in the oven, and always too big to eat in one meal.
Turkey curry.
A dish to use up the leftovers from the turkey. What to do with the leftovers of the turkey curry is a more complex problem.
Yule.
An alternative or ironic way to say Christmas. Rhymes with cool, as in have a cool Yule. So, if you're celebrating Christmas, we wish you a very happy one. For those celebrating Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, winter solstice, families and food, or just going shopping at the sales, season's greetings.